from London, this is Pop Profile. Presenting Brian Matthew talking to a top personality from the world of popular music.
Well, the subject of this edition of Pop Profile is the one in the middle, the singer with Manfred Mann, Paul Jones. Paul, most of the people that we've talked to in Pop Profile have said that they were hopeless at school, they never could learn anything, and all of them seem to want to wait to get out of school to get onto the job of entertainment. Now, shatter us by telling us this isn't the case with you. How did you do at school?
If that would shatter you, then let me shatter you more by saying it wasn't the case with them either.
Oh.
Most people prefer to adopt a sort of cloak of mediocrity when it comes to, as it were, sort of intellectual achievements or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I think this is terrible.
Appalling it is, yes.
People sort of, you know, this sort of cloak of... I was never any good at that sort of thing, is a far better thing to say than, yes, you know, I admit I did get to university sort of thing, which is terrible.
All right, well, having established that, own up. How far did
own
you
up.
Go?
Well, of course, now I've got to own up to something far worse. I only made a year, and after that I got kicked out.
At university you're talking about? Mm. Yeah. May I ask why you were kicked out, as you put it?
Well, you see, you take these exams at the end of the first... the end of the second term, and I took them all right, but I didn't seem to get anywhere.
When did you then make the decision that you wanted to be an entertainer?
While I was at college. I mean, I'd always done that sort of thing. I'd always fancied being the centre of attraction. That was something which I started feeling before I can remember when mm-hmm. When I used to pull faces and all the relations would laugh at me, you know, and all this type of thing. I realised I fancied myself as an intellectual with singing as a hobby.
Yeah.
And, you say, while I was at college, I realised I wasn't going to be an intellectual. It wasn't the life that I wanted, and that the other thing was about to take over.
Yeah.
So... I began to sing with a couple of bands, you know, student sort of outfits, which weren't very good. And then I heard my first rhythm and blues record. And up until then, I'd only known that there was sort of folk blues and so on. I hadn't taken any notice of the other thing. And I sort of thought, well, it suddenly hit me that instead of being a sort of out-of-date thing which was finished, really, and had gone to produce rock and roll and jazz, that it was an actual musical form, the blues, and it coexisted with jazz and all these other things, and could be very rewarding. So I formed my first sort of, you know, group. I couldn't keep that thing going, but anyway, that was what happened while I was still... in the university, and this took all my time. In fact, I became increasingly bored with the whole sort of Oxford thing.
Yeah.
I used to spend all my time with this band. And finally, they found me out when it came round to exam time.
Are there, I wonder, Paul, any remnants of the would-be intellectual left in you now?
Well, yes. I don't know. I went through a phase... after I finally admitted that I wasn't making it as an intellectual. I went through this sort of phase where one says, oh, all intellectuals are a big drag anyway, and I'm really glad, you know, I'm a son of the soil and I'm hip, man, you know, and all this. But, which isn't hip. But I suppose I've come around to being in between. I suppose, I don't know, what's an intellectual?
Yes, so, indeed. What is an intellectual? Do you, in fact, write poetry still?
No. I was, horrible, very bad. I don't know what it was. Everything I used to write was ever so corny. It's an awful sort of lack of talent, really, with when you're looking at poetry for the page. But if you turn it to writing pop songs, mm-hmm. it sort of works out because the corn gets submerged.
Yeah.
And so whatever need it was that writing poetry attempted to satisfy is being far better fulfilled by writing, songs.
You, Paul, have gained something of a reputation as having outspoken views on controversial subjects. Do you really feel very strongly about, social injustices and so on?
I feel very strongly about certain things, yes. I can't help but feel strongly about some of the things that I do feel strongly about.
Are you able to reconcile these strong views with, I think if we're honest, we should say, a fairly flippant sort of way of earning a living? I don't mean just you, I mean me, anybody connected with this
It's something
world.
Which has always bugged me, that this flippant thing, because obviously you're right, this is definitely a flippant way of making a living. But it comes down to this, one has some sort of artistic needs. I mean, I've got to do something along these lines. Also, there are certain psychological needs along which I hinted at earlier. I mean, the sort of centre of attraction thing. Yeah. One has to be, this is a sort of psychopathic thing. You know, one's actually got to have the light sort of pointing at one.
Do you feel you can absorb the way you feel and express the way you feel through perhaps your songwriting?
Well, I have, yes, this is it. If you use it, one's got a fantastic position, really.
Mm.
People keep pointing out to me that kids actually believe what you say and what they read about you and everything. Mm. And it's, you've got a sort of duty, therefore, to say things which you feel that people ought to hear.
Yes.
You see, you come across this terrible problem that, because it's always been a flippant thing, and it doesn't have to be. It can be as meaningful as any other kind of art. Because it always has been flippant, it's always been Moon and June, you're having a hard time getting people to look at it in any other way now. There's been a gradual sort of move towards putting some meaning into the thing. You know, one's trying, in fact, to be less flippant about it the whole time. That's really what it comes down to.
Yes. And in fact, I think you're getting at saying that songs ought to be, let's say, contemporary folk songs. Is this the right way? I mean, at least...
Yes, this is all right, you know, because they are contemporary folk songs. There's no getting away from the fact that what the kids walk around is sort of singing to themselves. What everybody walks around singing to themselves is the current hit records.
Yes.
And that's what, by definition, folk music is, really.
Yeah, sure.
So, and all one's got to do is start singing decent stuff. Mm. You can't go disseminating rubbish.
Mm. And may I withdraw the earlier comment that your particular branch of pop music is flippant? You obviously take it far too seriously. Thank you very much, Paul.
Pop Profiles from London featured Paul Jones.